It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
For some reason, I was getting these text messages yesterday.
Man.
About some people, some people on this show just acting out. I mean, just straight up, just doing crazy stuff.
He was coming for me.
I mean, Pam, you got to hold it down.
I did. I didn't back down. From
okay,
him.
You got back down to get it.
At least someone from Carolina didn't back down.
Oh,
and that one up behind the glass.
He was. She led the way though.
He was throwing gas
and that's my
on
friend,
the fire.
I have to agree with him on that one.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's
the lie, right? That's right. I know y'all spent a lot of time, unfortunately, on this yesterday. But,
appropriate time.
But I have to revisit. But I kind of found out that
it was appropriate.
I had to find out the actual conversation piece in terms of the context of the conversation, particularly around post conference conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And
post game.
Mm-hmm. So here's my assessment. I think sometimes you can be too transparent. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's good to be transparent, but sometimes, like, you don't.
Sometimes close the door when you go to the bathroom.
There you go, that part. And don't tell nobody what you were doing.
That's right. Because sometimes people really don't want to know that, right?
Oh, right.
So, I mean, there's stuff going on in your family, in your house. You don't want everybody to know what's going on.
No, my mama always told me
right.
What goes on in this house stays in this house.
So, I think Coach Davis. Who is my guy?
Yeah,
full disclosure.
He's your guy.
I think he needs to take on that notion that everything that what happens in the house stays in the house.
What you mean? I mean, it's nothing right. It's nothing wrong with being open, transparent, and you know,
This is the bull right here.
Right, I
this
know.
This is the part where the bull comes in. It's nothing
wrong with having that mindset. I'm here for it. I applaud it.
Really?
You know, yeah, absolutely.
Now, that's different. Yesterday, you said...
No, I didn't say I like what he said.
What'd you say?
I didn't say I like what he said now. But saying it, I'm all in for that. My issue is what he said.
Yeah, I know y'all had
some. That's my concern.
I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but I will say this, though. You got to have... If you're going to have an answer, you just can't say...
I don't know.
You can't say that.
I don't know.
You just can't say that. I mean, you got to...
I think he's round. I don't know what the basketball.
I'm charging this to new coach. Just, you know, as a first line manager, I mean, mm-hmm. there's some things I probably did my first few months that I wouldn't have done the second year.
Right,
so you can charge it to that.
Yeah, okay.
With the exception.
Can we charge you to that?
Well, maybe not, because K-Mac had another story yesterday.
When Pam started flipping, I know I'm in trouble. She said, well, wait a minute. What story?
There was another story K-Mac had yesterday about a veteran.
Cliff Kingsbury, you know, he don't know. He's been doing it for 5 years. He don't know.
He said that.
He don't know why his team fall apart.
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the new buzzword. I don't know.
I don't know why my team fall
apart.
Hashtag,
I don't know.
So that's a go-to when you don't know.
Right. So, you know, veteran coach.
When you don't know, that's a go-to. I said, man, I thought I was wrong. Yes, I wouldn't have to go look up some other stuff. I said, man, I've been teaching this all wrong. Let me go back and look at this.
Well, yeah,
it didn't match with your leadership.
Right. I thought I had to go back and look. I said, I looked it up. I said, oh, no, I was right.
I'm not sure. I haven't done the research on.
Yeah, there you go, Cliff.
The thing is, though, Cliff, you're probably right. He's been a head coach in college.
Same thing happened there.
NFL.
Mm-hmm. Same thing happened now.
Yeah.
You might want to know.
Yeah, but sooner or later, if you don't know, maybe you're going to get somebody who does know.
Right.
But again, I charge it to Coach Davis. I just think we said it early on, mm-hmm. and other pressers, he over-communicates. He says things that people don't really need to know. At least he didn't go to, well, my kids, my wife, they don't know either.
I don't know why they don't have energy, because I always have energy as a father, as a husband,
but
as a coach.
Can't. First, it was
as a player.
You know what? I don't.
I love human. You can't.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, oh, you know,
you just can't say that.
I don't know.
I mean, that is a better answer than the one I just quoted, though.
Yeah,
don't nobody care about that.
Exactly, and the thing is,
she said that's better.
At that school in Chapel Hill, I mean, you can't say that.
No,
I mean, you just can't say it. So. And the team, maybe he doesn't know, because maybe he thought the team was going to play better, but the team just, I don't know.
Yeah, we know he don't know.
This team is just, I don't know. The character of this team, I have no idea what it is.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes,
so let's do it this way.
We're talking about USC Tar Heels, by the way, in case you just chimed in. Right.
So if you say that as a Tar Heel,
right,
you think you'll do something about it? That response, does it make you feel like he's going to do something about it? He knows what to do about it. Yeah, okay.
He don't know what to do.
I don't know.
But so if he ain't going to do it,
well,
hell, who's going to do it?
I will say what he said about leadership. We've got to find somebody in the locker room that can take on the leadership
role.
But
it makes me feel like he's not going to do, either not going to do anything about it, I don't know what to do about it.
I would look to Amando Baycott to take on the leadership. But he's been doing the most on the court, and maybe he can take. And some guys are not that guy. Some guys can't do that in the locker room. They're not vocal.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I interview Amando, but I don't know his personality in terms of a take charge kind of guy. You got to have those type of qualities to be a leader, K-Mac.
Do something,
Pam.
You were getting punched in the mouth. You were getting drugged. Okay, all right, just me. All right, I'll stand down.
Be kind today.
I'll stand down.
Wow.
Give me about another 15 minutes.
Because he said he was coming for you, Reed.
I mean, I'm here.
He was calling for you you were miles and miles away.
But I know. But here's the reality of the situation.
Because he can't change.
I know, I can't. Here's the reality of the situation. Last time I checked, what is Carolina's conference record, ACC?
I asked him that yesterday. He wouldn't even answer.
Go ahead. Ask me.
Is it 4-2?
Say it again, DC. What's the record?
I don't know.
It's the. Is it 3-2 or 4-2? We have to look it up. But I can say this without even looking it up. Their conference record is the same as Duke's.
We both lost.
Right.
Because we were tied going into that game.
Right. And how y'all lost was quite different than where Carolina lost.
Oh. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And
I thought we were going somewhere else today.
Shout out to the Seminoles. Let's give them more credit than. Did y'all give them some credit by beating Duke yesterday?
I did.
Yeah, it was the Miami G League team.
He's saying they're like 20 some years old. You know, they're much older than what
the average is like 27. Miami got a guy on that team. I think his 29th birthday was a couple weeks ago.
And the one freshman Florida State does have, he look older than all of them.
It's a lot.
The one 19-year-old they do have looks right. 17, whatever it is.
I think we do forget about the transfer portal and how that brings older guys in. They call them super seniors.
Super
seniors, that means you've been in school 6 or 7 years.
No, that mean you on the Falcons.
They just allowing you to play.
That mean you teaching.
When your last year is the year you get your graduate degree, that means you've been in school too long.
Your second grade.
Hey, you can BS, you got your BS degree and your master's, and you're still playing.
Start working on that doctorate.
You're 9 months away from your PhD.
I guarantee you that if we could go back and look, I know somebody from one of those Florida State teams was working on his doctorate.
As long as he worked on Duke, that's all that matters to me.
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
Oh, well.
That's another team in the triangle played.
Well, shut me down.
That's another team in the triangle that actually played last night, NC State, which
let's go pack.
Played at home against Virginia Tech. There's two things about this. State had a big opportunity to win this game, and they didn't. And Virginia Tech won the game, which has been a rarity here in the last this season in the conference.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were down 18 to Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm like, what's going on here?
And Coach Key said the team continued to fight.
Yep.
That's what he said.
You're right. I mean,
they did.
I wish Carolina get some of that fightness, if that's a word. Yeah.
Put it this way. He's getting the best out of that 4-cylinder he got over there.
He really is.
He's giving all he got.
I'm trying to say.
I mean, he got it to the floor.
The RPM is in the red.
Oh, yeah.
What?
We're not supposed to go this fast.
It's on the other side of the red.
It's about to blow. I'm giving all she's got.
Man, if I just had one more minute.
And meanwhile, Carolina got an 8-cylinder over there, and they ain't moving nowhere.
They can't get it in gear.
They ran out of gas.
Wait a minute, what's first? Is this? Man, look, get out of the car. Just get out.
Call an Uber.
But Sebron, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. He's a pro, man. Mm-hmm.
But
I like that kid a lot.
You know how you talk about it, though. I know we got to get it.
Yeah.
So you say it's the 13 points, but it's when he got the 13 mm-hmm. points and how he got them.
Yeah.
That was kind of
He got it for 3 reasons. He had his Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, Zero Sugar. And his official sports Sports Shop, which is on. No, I'm going to keep it right, keep it tight.
Keep it right, keep it tight.
That's how I get it right. Get it right, get it tight. Get it right.
Get it right.
Talking about Pam. Hey.
Call a park, Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
Yeah, I thought we fought, and you know, I played for a coach, as you know, Bill Pullen, that always says that early leads never last.
Mm. Okay.
Little taste there of Kevin Keith.
He was right.
Yeah, we'll get some more on the side. Yeah.
Right, though.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Man, do you see any particular reason why we playing this song? Any particular reason?
I don't know.
He said, I don't know. That's good. That's classic.
That's the answer of the damn week, apparently.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely the answer for yesterday.
Yes, it was the answer for yesterday. In honor of Hubert Davis not knowing, I decided to throw it back to 1992, the year he was drafted into the NBA.
See, there you go. Wow.
92?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Played for 12 years.
Wow.
Wow. Played for some interesting coaches. Wow. Okay. There you go.
Looks like he's learned a lot.
Okay. We're not. Okay.
Next. You know what?
Next. we spoke briefly about the difference between, I guess, effort and not having any effort. Carolina and NC State has the effort. Carolina, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But Coach Keith really said he's proud of his team. And how they hung in there and fought. Let's hear some more from our Coach Keats.
You know, I thought we fought, and you know, I played for a coach, as you know, Bill Pullen, that always says that early leads never last. Mm-hmm. And we talked about early leads never last, and just keep on battling and chipping away at it. Every time out, we talked about winning that 4-minute segment, and I thought our guys bought in, and we won the 4-minute segment, and we just fought. Look, Virginia Tech's a good basketball team. They've had some very unfortunate situations similar to us. It's going to be a lot of teams in our league that are going to have 1 or 2 possession losses, and then they're going to be the outliers where guys just don't play well and they just lose by a lot. But we have to find out. I'm worried about NC State. We got to figure out how to cut down or limit our plays that cost us games at the end.
And just for nothing, he did have some things that they had to do. To improve. He did have some bullet points that he made.
A plan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that's all you want to hear. Really? And I think Coach Davis probably had those, but I think maybe he's not trying to defend him. Maybe he's a little frustrated and just said, man, I don't know. Ask them. You know, you may get that way sometimes, but as a coach of that school, you can't get that way. You can't
do
that.
Because
people expect more from you. They'll spend more for a person who has that position at that school. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's how deep I can go. Because he's my guy, and it even hurts me saying that.
You ready to hand the ball off?
No.
Pass the ball.
Go ahead.
I agree with everything that you just said.
Okay.
But that ain't what he did. Which leads me to believe that may not be what he knows. So we'll find out. Prove me wrong.
This season's gonna be this way. I said this
early on. It's gonna be tough.
Up and down. Mm-hmm. You know, we're like, man, Carolina blew them out. They scored 90-some points. The next time, how can they crush us? Yeah, how can they? They can't put together 52 points. You know, something stupid like that. So
Carolina turned into a whole team of double damn.
What?
Yeah, pretty much. Carolina is a double damn team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people don't understand what that means.
Expound, please.
Expound. Sometimes you play, you like, well, damn.
Yeah.
Sometimes you play like, damn. That's a double damn right there.
That's
a double damn team. Matter of fact, that's a new term we bring.
That's
double
it.
Damn team.
Hashtag.
Double damn.
Damn.
Right.
Damn.
Right. And that is. That's
it. That's good.
All of your versions of what a double down means right there. You heard it right there.
That is. Some people call them D2s, but I won't call them D2s because they're not a D2. Wow. That's disrespectful to D2.
That is very disrespectful.
Oh, he'd been working on that one. There's some people call D2s, really?
Well, I mean, you know. But
boy, I tell you,
back to the penalty box.
This dude here, man.
Back to the penalty box. He was doing pretty good because what he was, you know, he wasn't, where was the lie in what he was saying?
It wasn't one. But
this morning, now we're going back to the penalty box.
I mean, you just said it with double the L and D2. D squared?
But you're trying to say
D-squared.
We're playing
I'm sorry. I should say D squared.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.